today is a very sad and tragic day for all of us, and for our passengers who are on board Ethiopian Airlines flight ETC-02, flight departing from Addis on its way to Nairobi. It took off from Bole Airport at 8:38 a.m. local time, and while it was in flight, at around 8:44, it had difficulties and it was lost from radar, it disappeared. And I just came from the site where the accident took place. It is Boeing manufactured Boeing 737-8 MAX, brand new airplane, which we took delivery last year, end of last year, November 15, 2018. It has flown more than 1,200 hours. Very clean airplane. It just came this morning from Johannesburg on a flight ED858 and arrived in Addis. There was no remark. Was dispatched from Norway. The captain in Koban, his name is Captain Yared Murgeta. He was employed with Ethiopian Airlines since July 2010, and he has been a captain on the 737 since November 2017. He's a senior pilot, more than 8,000 hours. He's half Kenyan and half Egyptian. He has been flying with Ethiopian Airlines with excellent flying record. There were 149 deeply saddened again, and we express our deepest sympathy and condolences to the family, friends, and relatives of our three passengers. Thank you very much. Just to give you a list of passengers. 32 passengers are Kenyan nationals. And 18 passengers are Canadian citizens. 9 passengers are Ethiopian citizens. 8 passengers are Italian citizens. 8 passengers are Chinese citizens. And there were 8 American citizens, 7 British citizens, 7 French citizens, 6 Egyptians, 5 from Netherlands, citizens, 4 of them with a UN passport, 4 Indian citizens, 4 Slovakian citizens, 3 Austrian citizens, 3 Swedish citizens, and 3 Russian citizens, 2 Moroccan citizens, 2 Spanish citizens, and 2 Polish citizens, 2 Israeli citizens, 1 Belgian citizen, 1 Indonesian citizen, 1 Ugandan citizen, and 1 Yemeni citizen, 1 Sudanese, 1 Serbian, 1 Togolese, 1 Mozambican, one Rwandan, one Somalian, one Norwegian, one Tunisian, and one Irish, and one South.
Interpol, Elias from Justice Press. Have you so far determined the cause for the accident? Is it a technical problem or you have identified other problems?
No, as it is the press incident, the accident now, we have not been able to determine the cause. As I said, it is a brand new airplane with no technical impact, flown by senior pilots, and there is no cause that we can identify at this time. But as you know, it is international practice that information investigators, international investigation investigators, and also from the aircraft manufacturer from the US, the ATC,
Can you confirm that among the passengers on the crash plane were the UN staff and diplomats on their way to the UN Environment Assembly to Kenya?
The purpose of travel is not indicated on the airline's website, as you know, but I can see that there are four UN.
You were on the crash scene. How can you describe it? I mean, was it like a landing attempt or was it just a crash? How does it look?
It is they land and the airplane is now right inside the ground. So it is not possible to identify whether it was a landing or.
There was fire on the plane also?
By the time we reached there was smoke, more smoke.
First off, I would like to thank the senior management team to quickly respond to the media and disclose what has happened this morning. We are all saddened. I heard it, I mean, 20 minutes ago, and I came back from coming, hear what really happened. As you mentioned, you said this plane came from Johannesburg this morning, and then it also departed this morning to Nairobi at 8:38 a.m. Can you tell us of what kind of plane landed and then back into the plane, and then how many minutes of checking has the airline spent on this plane? That's one question. And following to that, we know that the airline has been going very big, and the public has been from the fifth responsible for that. The public wants to know that, you know, if the expansion of the airline has anything to do with the quality of the check or the investigation that we've done prior to sending this plane to the United States. Thank you. I'm from Utah.
Thank you very much. The Johannesburg flight arrived early morning. The schedule is around 6 o'clock. We'll give you the exact time. But there was more than close to about 3 hours ground time. So more than enough time. As I said, the airplane is a brand new airplane with no maintenance remark. So it was a clean airplane. So at this stage, we cannot determine the cause of the accident. But from the records that we have, it is a clean airplane. It is a brand new airplane. We received it as a brand new airplane from Boeing on November 15, 2017. was about less than 4 months. November 15th, 2018. There is no problem on the technical side because it was clear, and we were close to Johannesburg, yes, I think, the routine maintenance check didn't reveal any problem. I confirmed that it was a clear airplane. The growth of the airline has nothing to do with what I explained to you right now. It's a brand new airplane, well maintained, and it has no issues with it.
Thank you. Omar Adi, Spanish News Agency. You mentioned four of the passengers were on UN passports. Can you indicate the nationalities of those UN passports?
Since they have the UN passport, they always register UN passport.
Thank you. Did the captain make a distress call before the crash?
Yes, first question. My second question is,
a similar aircraft had a similar accident in Indonesia a few months back with Lion Air. And there were some aviation experts who claimed that the aircraft has, MAX aircraft has, fault with the flight software.
From the APC, air traffic controller's record, the pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to break up. So he was given to the clearance, but
to us,
not
to be. Not to the Air Force.
No, to
us. And he was given clearance.
Yes. And as far as the relation with the Indonesian accident, we cannot. I don't think. Of course, they are the same 737-8 MAX airplanes, and they are also both the same view. But we will have to leave this for
Do you have many other 737-8 MAX aircraft currently flying for Ethiopian Airlines?
Yes.
And are there any plans to take another look at them?
Well, as I said, we don't know the exact cost or how the cost has been. All over the world, many airlines. So we will have to wait for the decision.
And how many are currently in service with the airline?
Six.
You mentioned, sir, that the.
My name is Zenwati from Zambia. I just wanted to find out because you mentioned that the plane has not taken. Are you able to also rule out some kind of sabotage from what happened? Because if you're saying the plane was new, it was checked, it had no technical fault, then maybe, would you say maybe there was some kind of sabotage? And then the other thing I wanted to ask, what assurance then you have for passengers who are getting on Amex?
As you know, Ethiopian Airlines is one of the safest airlines in the world. At this stage, we cannot rule out anything. We cannot also attribute the cause to anything because we will have to comply with the international regulation to wait for the investigation to review the cause of the accident.
You mentioned the pilot requested to return and he was given clearance. So can we say the crash happened while he was back to Addis or on the same route?
We cannot determine that because we can only know the coordinates where he had difficulty. And as I said, it was a very short period of time. He took off at 8:38 and the accident. The aircraft was lost from radar at 8:44 a.m.
How far was the aircraft from the airport site?
It is a place called Hejeri, and it is between
Pedro, what are you doing to the families of the victims? Are you trying to give some kind of support? For example, we have seen some of them around the international area.
What we are doing is we have an emergency center in Nairobi for the situation of the airplane. We have also an emergency center here at the airport enterprise because we have a large space there. So we are taking care of the families and we are supporting them during this difficult time for all of us.
I am Peter from Immigrant Bangladesh. When will you publish the details of the passengers since one of the passengers is Indonesian citizen?
We will follow the international regulation to disclose the details because, as I told you, we have to comply with the international regulation, international standard. So we are following that procedure.
If we really don't know what caused it, can we know what might have caused the
aspect of the police? It will be speculation at this stage, so I think we, it is to the best interest of all stakeholders to remain without any speculation, because speculation is not good. So we will have to wait for the investigation.
Two more details about the information of the victim. Is it the embassy which should come to you to ask the detail, or you will send it to the embassy?
We are dealing with each embassy.
Dealing with the embassy from Ethiopian Airlines?
Yes.
Okay. How long will it take to investigate?
It will be difficult because, as I told you, it's not only in our hands. There is international regulation. So the aircraft manufacturer will be involved, the Ethiopian Civil Aviation, and also the Ethiopian Civil Aviation again, because the country of